Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. A group of hunger strikers at two California immigration detention centers say they're pausing their protest after what they call violent tactics by ICE officials. KQED's senior immigration editor Tyke Hendricks reports.
The 35-day hunger strike began in mid-February, with dozens of men at the Mesa Verde and Golden State Annex facilities protesting substandard conditions. In mid-March, ICE forcibly transferred several men to a facility in El Paso and warned if they didn't resume eating, they could be force-fed, a practice the UN calls cruel and inhuman. ICE has declined to comment, citing a lawsuit by the hunger strikers, but told lawyers for the men that the transfers were to provide a higher level of medical care. Instead, advocates say, the men were further mistreated. The hunger strikers are now back in California and are calling on Congress to investigate conditions in detention. I'm Tyke Hendricks, KQED News.
In sports, Major League Baseball's opening day brought mixed results. The Giants suffered a Bronx blowout. The Yankees beat them 5-0. In Oakland, the A's found their bats in the eighth inning and topped the Angels 2-1. In hockey last night, the Sharks won again, stealing the night from the Golden Knights of Vegas in overtime 4-3. Tonight, the Warriors host San Antonio. Tomorrow night, soccer, the Earthquakes host the Houston Dynamo. The Roots host New Mexico United. And the Roots will play that match in Hayward at Cal State East Bay's Pioneer Stadium. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.